Welcome to Exhale and Rising. You are seen, you are heard, and here you belong. If you have been exiled from your own land, your country, welcome. If you are stateless, a refugee, undocumented, or waiting to be deported, welcome. If you're indigenous to a land that was stolen from you, welcome. If you're a survivor of war, genocide, and forced displacement, welcome. If you have faced the genocide of your dignity and identity because of your ethnicity, race, religion, the language you speak, the accent you carry, or your inherent value and beliefs, welcome. If you have been exiled from your own home, from your own community, your family, and if you never had a place at the dinner table, welcome. If you're an immigrant who arrived in a foreign country, with just one bag and a few dollars, or if you made millions and still feel unworthy to take up a space, welcome. If you have been exiled from a communist country or still live in one, welcome. If you know what it means to live under surveillance, censorship, in a culture of obedience, welcome. If you have worked and labored in silence, exploited, underpaid, and stripped of your rights while fearing retaliation or deportation, welcome. If you were born into exile, if you carry the trauma of a homeland you never knew, and if you witness your father and your mother being silenced, being submitted, and being invisible, only to survive, welcome. I am Anna Mile, host of Exile and Rising. I survived 3 wars, statelessness, multiple displacements. Today, I work as a somatic therapist specializing in PTSD and trauma recovery. I am founder of the Somatic Trauma Recovery Center. For years, I have worked with survivors of war, systemic oppression, and complex trauma. And I know this. Trauma is not just something that happens. It shapes how we breathe, how we move, how we take up space, how we work, how we socialize, how we make money, and how we allow ourselves to exist. This podcast is not about surface-level healing. We are not fluffing the feathers or shaking the crystals here. In Exhale and Rising, we are going to the depth and the core of the trauma, and what it really means to heal when you live in exiled body. We will talk about what it means to rise, to transform, to heal, to move from wound to resistance, from trauma to resilience, and what it means to finally take a space. If this speaks to you, please pause now, subscribe, and share and review after. Let's begin. From acute grief to healing grace. Welcome. This talk has 4 tracks in sequence. 5th track, you can listen independently which is somatic meditation for grief recovery. Begin with the track number 1. Each track is designed to build on the previous one. And the reason I made 4 tracks is for you to pause, not to be overconsumed with content. We need less content. So listen 1 track and take a time to pause. You can journal, you can take a walk, and then go to the 2nd track. Don't rush it. In somatic recovery, we know body needs 7 times longer than mind to process trauma, to heal, to start to feel safe again, to start to feel regulated and functioning. So take gentle pace and let's begin. From acute grief to healing grace. Don't get over your grief, because you will not get over your grief. There is no getting over. In grief recovery, or any recovery, there is no getting over. When we need to get over something, it feels unwanted. It feels as punishment. And even though it feels that way, for the nervous system, it feels invasive to our body. It feels invasive to your nervous system because it's picking up the cues of, I need to get over this. So it's coupling grief with something what you need to get rid of, with something which is unwanted, and yet the quality of grief is very sticky. It feels in your body. And in that way, your grief becomes almost repulsive, unwanted, as something what you need to get rid of. And when we live with the grief, and our nervous system is saying, well, that's the thing you need to get over with, because that's what your mind is telling you, or the society we live in. We don't know in Western cultures how to grieve. Your nervous system, in order to protect you, is sensing that repulse of getting over. And we cannot heal. In somatic trauma recovery, where grief is taking main stage, we want not to get over the grief. We want to build capacities in our nervous system, in our body, in our organs, in our heart, to transition from grief to sorrow, from sorrow to sadness, from sadness to soft power, to grace. And this is how we start to feel better. By building capacities to move from grief to sorrow to sadness to grace. And to go through those cycles as many times as you need. As many times as you need. And as we go through those cycles as many times as we need, intensity of pain will decrease. Okay? And when you face all that has happened and all the losses you have encountered, your body, your soul will want to grieve when it's ready. And being numb, not feeling any grief, is part of that too. Because your mind and your heart will fight it, will fight to accept. Your mind and heart will numb, twist, tame, rip out and negotiate. But the moment your body starts to feel the pulse, the moment of grief, and your mind, your heart, don't want to grieve because grief is life-changing. Grief is life-changing. And the body knows that loss is permanent. And yet everything is not permanent. The heart wants everything as it was. But the person is gone. The beloved pet is gone. The home you lived in is gone. Heart wants everything as it was. And yet everything around you is changing. Okay. Some days, even your feelings are not the same. Life continues. Challenges are coming. People continue to live. You continue to live. And that is devastating and heartbreaking. And that's the reason why grief is so devastating. How to accept the loss and be with the continuous change of life. And that being is not with us. And what needs to happen for us to heal is to be in that space of adjusting to this new reality, to this life reality. And that takes time. So we need to accept that loss is permanent, and yet things around you are not permanent. They're not. And that's grief. That's heartbreaking, and yet it is life. But this is what I would like you to keep in your heart. Your love will be permanent. Your loyalty to that person, pet, your dream, your country, would be permanent. Your memories would be permanent. Your devotion will be permanent if you choose to, right? That will never change. And yet, life will continue. And that's life. And this is how we accept. My loss is permanent, and the life I live and emotions and experiences are not permanent. People around me are not permanent. My dog, my pet is not permanent. The safety I feel is not permanent. And when we witness that loss is permanent and everything around is not, and yet we continue to move on, people around us continue to move on, when life just happens again, that's when we come to the place of acceptance. And the grief transitions into sorrow. And this is what we want to see in a grieving process, in a grieving body. Transition from grief to sorrow. So we will finish this track here. This is the track number one. Sit with this. Write things down. Don't rush. Let your body feel what it needs to feel. Don't make it happen. Allow your body to process, to witness, to observe on its own. And take your time. And when you're ready, I'll meet you in a track two. Much love and care. If this episode spoke to your mind, to your existence, and if you feel these stories need to continue being told, and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edits. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exiled and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, an extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing, or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exiled and Rising Premium, where survival turns into self-mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at videoask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well.